Hey, this is Leticia. And for those that want to hug more than a tree, the birth of yet another way to date is born. Actually, it's a twist on an old way. Speed dating. In case you're not familiar, the event calls for between 15 to 25 singles, chairs, an organizer, 3-minute timer, and a horn. Each dater is given 3 minutes to amaze, wow, and grab the attention of the would-be suitors, enough to be asked for more FaceTime. Usually, you don't find out if someone is interested in you, too, until a day or so after the event, when you receive an email from the organizer saying something like, "Hey, so-and-so likes you, too. Here's their email. Good luck." Well, the twist was made earlier this year when eco-friendly daters across the Los Angeles area gathered for what they called the first green speed dating event. All money raised went to something that helps the environment or the education thereof. What a great idea. I'm all for anything that will bring like-minded people together for a common good. Who knows? Maybe they'll bring back the bicycle made for two. Now, this got me to thinking about how we date now. It's pretty obvious that with online dating, the first thing that we go for is the photo and how or if someone is attractive to us. Then we get to their profile, and perhaps there's enough general information in there to spark our interest enough to send a flirt or an email. Now, the whole idea of niche dating is how this whole site came to be. Creating a platform where people who want to date others of different races with the same desire to date them. So, how cool would it be to attend a speed dating or any kind of dating event where there were other singles that were interested in finding a mate of a different race? I'm sure that they exist. You just have to look really hard for them. If they don't exist in your area, why don't you organize one? Any money raised can go to a charity of your choice or your pocket, or to help you go out on as many dates from the people that you connect with that night. You can offer prizes like a membership to our site, hint hint, a movie basket filled with the best interracial couple movies, just a few ideas. If you're not the organizing type, then make sure you attend an event when you hear about it coming to your area, and be sure to bring along a few friends that are also open to interracial dating. Speaking of which, when was the last time you told a friend about your favorite website? Remember, the key to success with any dating site is its members. The more people we have, the more choices you have. You don't know everyone that your friends know, and you'll never know if that someone you've always been looking for is right around the corner or on the other side of the globe, waiting to find you. So, here's your assignment. Tell at least 3 friends that you haven't told before to look at the site. Look for people on the site in your area and break the ice by emailing them and asking them if they would be interested in meeting up in a chat room with a group of other people in the area. Pick a night, pick a time, and see what happens. The goal is to one day move offline and everyone bring a friend to a mutual local location where you can really get to know each other and possibly make that connection of a lifetime. Think about it. And be willing to make that move that can make the difference in finding what you're looking for, or at least allowing it to find you.